Okay, good morning, everybody. So having discussed yesterday that interrelationship, as we understand it, between Tshuva and Vidoy, which is very much a nofach of the Rav's approach, with our added, hopefully, makom lehiskad there in terms of kishe yase Tshuva v'yashuv mecheto chayav lisvados lifnei hakel baruchu, as instinctive, reflexive, and axiomatic, both axiomatic in the sense of religiously axiomatic, that a person always has to try to get as close as they can to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also spiritually axiomatic that that's part of the nature of the human, is to yearn for that closeness, uvo sidbak. And that's what we said yesterday. What I'd like to try to do today is to try to understand the essence of vidui. When the Rambam refers to Yikar Shel Vidui, he's not talking about the essence of vidui, he's talking about sort of the structural foundation of vidui. So let's first establish that piece of the Rambam, and then I'd like to try to take matters further qualitatively by pinning down what I think the essence of vidui actually is, right? The Rav determined that it's the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyum is the Tshuva Shebalev, but what exactly are we looking for in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah? What does it accomplish? What is its essence? So the Rambam writes here, Ketzad Misvadin Omer Ana Hashem Chatasi Avisi Pashati Lepanachor and Aleph Aleph, obviously, Ve'asisi Kach V'Kach. Okay, so dimension number one of what the Rambam will call Yikara Shel Vidui is what we'll get to later as Peirot HaChet, but identifying what you did, so stating it, Ve'arei Nichamti Yevoshti V'Masai, let's call it 2A and 2B. 2A is Nechama, sense of regret. Boshti is a sense of shame. And three, lo'olameni chozo davarzeh, right, kabbalah lo'asid, zawi karo shel vidui. It's really three different elements, pirut achet, nechamba bushal she'avar, umashahaya, and kabbalah lo'asid. V'chlamar belizvados, umarech be'inyin zeh, harezeh mishubach. Well, that's very curious. We're talking about a halachic tool, so, why shouldn't it just be sufficient? What is this chlamar be? Hareza Meshubach, this isn't Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, and over here, this are Niflaus Habore, like the, Chametz Umatzah Zayin Aleph. So what exactly are we talking about here? Why should that be true? That should be, a very significant point. Then the Rambam goes back to, clarify, and you find the same phenomenon in the Sefer Mitzvot as well, in Ayin Gimel, that it's right, not just mitzvah sasei, mitzvah lo sasei, not just mezin and shogeg, bit adam makom, bit adam chavero, bein hevi korban, bein lo hevi korban, right? You get in sefer mitzvos, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So it's pervasive. It's all over the place. The Rambam says, right? Eno miskaper ad sheyisvade. So we know that it's essential. It's absolutely essential for the process of atonement. V'yashuv milasos kazel olam shenemar mikol chatos adam. So that's what the Rambam presents in Tshuva, Aleph Aleph. So I think that we can now move from the structural essence of Vidui with the question that we just highlighted. We can move to a different area of Halacha, but one that I think sheds considerable light on Vidui in the context of, Vidui min hachet. Vidui is part of the Tshuva process. But just before we leave this area, let me just highlight, one more point. The Rambam writes here, Kol mitzvah shabbatorah ben asa ben lo sa asa imav radam lachas mehen ben bizadam ben bishkagak sheyasa tshuva yash mecheto chayev lehisvados lifnei akel baruch. So I think we can point out that the very nature of vidui, by definition, right, vidui is lifnei hakel baruch, right? It involves a person. Fascinating in terms of the relationship between tshuva and vidui, where the Rav had a different hayara, that slichos are really constituted tshuva, tefillah in their own right, right? Ashrei and kaddish, and then we have, the slichos proper, followed by tachanun, the kaddish shalim. It's, there is an aspect here of amida lifnei hamelach, but, vidui, lifnei hamelach, chayav lismados lifnei hakel baruchu. So, obviously, what I'm referring to when I talk about this other area of halacha is the other mitzvah vidui of the Torah, which is mitzvah kuf lamed aleph in the Rambam. We call vidui ma'aser, very much on our minds as we approach the Shnas HaShemitah. So, the Rambam writes there, Hisha tivanu lehisvados lifanav. So, this is obviously of core significance, right? Because the Rambam continues to highlight that vidoy, by very definition, is the fnei hakel baracho. So that's the Rambam writes. Yishtzi van lisvados lefanav. Yibehotzas mishpatei ha-maisros v'atrumos u'hisnakos mehem b'ma'amar gam kein kemosh anachu nekiyim mehachsik bohem b'fawel. V'zeu ha-nikra vidoy maiser. V'atziboy v'zeh b'amaro v'amarta lifnei Hashem elokecha. There it is again. V'yarti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis, etc. Kisevo. וגם מצטיבה לוי, לגר לי אסון ועונה, ככל מצווה שכה אשר ציביסני, לא עברתי מזוזך ולא שכחתי, לא עברתי, etc. כבר הסברו משותי מצזו, ואיכוס הביור, ועניינו, פרק אחרון למסך עצמא עשר שני. So the Rambam reiterates that vidoy, by definition, has to be לפני הקל ברוך הוא. That's very significant. And the Rambam tells us what it's all about. להסנקו סמיהם במאמר גם כן, כמו שאנחנו נקים מהחזיק בוהם, befoal. We're not allowed to retain them with respect to holding on to them, and we're not allowed to retain them even in the sense of speech. So what we're doing in terms of the vidoy meiser is to say, yeah, I gave my truma gedola, and I gave my meiser rishon, and I took care of my meiser sheni, and I took care of my meiser ani. Right? Lo avartim v'sosachav, lo shachachti, is to testify lifnei hakel baruchu, right, in great detail, with a high degree of specificity, and to be misnakel lifnei hakel baruch hu. And I think when you plug that definition back into tshuva aleph, back into vidoy minachet, mitzvah and gimel and sefer mitzvot, you have a perfect equation. Right? The transitive principle is alive and well. What are we trying to do? What's the maisa hamitzvah? The hisnakos b'ma'amar lifnei hakel baruch hu, right? With a high degree of specificity, dehainu v'chol hamarbe umarech b'inyan zeh harei zeh mishubach. Right, the more specific one is, the more detailed one is. Right, the way that we capture it, this is, I think, totally characteristic, totally predictable. Right, by going through a series, of aleph through taf, but basically, chol hamarbe lisvados b'inyan zeh harei zeh mishubach. What the Rambam is saying is that specificity is the watchword. That's exactly what we're going for. So the nature of vidoy as a ma'isa mitzvah, working off of the paradigm that we established yesterday, the nature of vidoy is very much lehisnakos b'ma'amar lifnei hakel baruch hu. It's a highly effective tool in terms of a ma'isa mitzvah. It's worthless. It's tovo v'sharetz biado, as we'll get to, without the ikaro, of tshuva shabalev. That's the key. But as a ma'isa mitzvah, lehisnakos b'ma'amar lifnei hakel baruch hu, right, to state with a high degree of precision and specificity all that one did, whether it's in the context of vidoy meiser, meaning all that one did l'tova, l'isnakos by m'ma'amar, or unfortunately, all that one did l'ra'a, in the context of vidoy minachet, but the process is one of cleansing oneself, lifnei hakel baruch hu, in a different sense than the Rambam, zehu, ikaro shel vidoy.